Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
2 o'clock on a Tuesday. And we got a lot to talk about. This is a very exciting day. It is an overreaction Tuesday. We don't have time for nuanced opinion. We don't have time for let it play out. No. We are going to be the opposite of responsible. We're going to be irresponsible. We are going to talk about what we watched this weekend in college football. Now, obviously, Michigan and Michigan State are going to be the main focus, but I wouldn't mind keeping this open to other things. For instance, like Notre Dame announcing to the world they're a national title contender. Go to College Station and do that. You can't fake that. That was legit.
Week one, Notre Dame became the first team to basically clinch a spot in the college football playoffs.
But
Notre Dame is in there.
I want to talk about Michigan and Michigan State, and I want to know what people think. Because one thing I can't tolerate, look, clearly you don't want to make your determination off of 1 week. But neither team looked any good. Oh, certainly Michigan is better than Michigan State, and they have different aspirations. But, I mean, one team was favored by 21, and they were in a 16-10 game in the fourth quarter. And the other team was favored by 11.5. They had to survive a 16-10 game. I don't think either team looked any good. But we can talk about what is your reaction to it. Clearly, I'll wait until Texas this weekend, and I'll wait until Maryland for Michigan State. But, Rico, I don't know what I'm supposed to pull out of those two games other than a lot of recyclables.
I think what you pull out, Mike, is just a lot of disappointment. Because it didn't go the way that neither fan base wanted to see it. If you're a Spartan fan, you wanted to feel the way you did a few years ago when they went on the road to Northwestern. You're like, wow, that's a hell of a start. You know, a certain running back goes for 4 touchdowns, and you're thinking to yourself, this team was complete trash last year. And
instead, we had Ray Charles at quarterback.
But yeah.
I mean, come on.
No. He looked like an 18-year-old playing his first game ever.
But people don't want to hear that when you're making a mil a year. See, now we've arrived at something different. That's the problem. I'm with you.
Yeah.
First college start. What am I going to take out of it? It's the same thing for Davis Warren. I'm not going to bury the kid. Did he look any good? Absolutely not. He looked like a try-hard walk-on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then they're doing the QB two-step. Oh, we're going to bring in Orgy. Now we're back to Warren.
That was problematic. Because it's if Warren is your quarterback, then let Warren be your quarterback. But this whole, hey, we're going to bounce back and forth. David, I'm going to tell you now.
He's going to tell you, David.
It's not going to work. You got to pick one, and you got to live with the results. Plain and simple. Because other than that 2-quarterback system, I can't recall too many times where it works.
You want an overreaction? Let me set the tone for overreaction. Mullen should be your starter, not Donovan Edwards.
Wait, is that an overreaction or is that just fact? Are we doing fact?
Whoa,
stop the clock. Wait a second.
Because
I was told all summer the Don was going to be in New York by these nutbags.
Well, he's going to get a slice of pizza maybe, but he's not going to New York all expense paid by the Heisman Committee.
Mullins has better vision, runs harder, more physical. Does Donovan have breakaway speed? Absolutely. But it only looks good if there's a hole the size of a Buick. So I hear there's an overreaction right there.
Yeah, has he? Does he know the word cutback at all, Donovan Edwards, at all? Like, just cut back and you can get something sometimes.
And here, whoops, let me make this equal opportunist, okay? Donovan and Nate Carter, hey, welcome to the bench, okay? Both of you guys got outperformed by your backups. Both of you may be captains or whatever. Is Donovan a captain on the team?
Yes, he is.
Both of you may be captains. You're not starting. You're not starting because your backups look 10 times better than you in the game.
So give me your overreactions from week one. Clearly, a lot of teams struggled. Go look at Oregon's box score and then tell me how that was a 24-14 game. But it was. Look at Ohio State in the first half against Akron. I mean, we can go across the country. A lot of teams looked bad. Then there's Florida State. That's something different. But
Georgia barely putting up points. Jeez.
Hey, it's official. It's official. I closed the lid on Nona. We're done with Clemson. I told you I wanted to evaluate. I am. You guys were ahead of the curve. I can't take Kenny seriously because he's a Georgia fan. You're not. You were first in on the Dabo thing. I tried to be patient. I tried to show personal growth. If I were a Clemson fan, and I would pull my funding.
It was going to be a slow erosion, but you're seeing now where I refuse to change. Coach K.
Four schools didn't take a player from the portal. Can you name them?
Yep, I can. Army, Navy, Air Force.
And Clemson.
Yeah,
Dabo now, it ain't work.
Now, the other three, well, they're service academies, and you just can't transfer in like that. Yeah. You have to actually be a part of that service. Dabo, it reminds me of Coach K when he originally came out, I'm never going to do the one-and-done players until he started getting beat and said,
that's right.
I'm going to start doing some one-and-done players.
So let's get your reactions from week one, and tongue-in-cheek, overreactions. Everything's an overreaction after 1 week. But this is what we do in sports. I didn't see anything from Michigan or Michigan State that gave me confidence that either will be much better or maybe not even what their preseason win expectation is. Does it matter? Not really. Because if Michigan beats Texas or even just looks really good in a loss, you're on course. If Michigan State beats Maryland, well, all of a sudden, how do you feel? It's different. Different goals. Different tiers of quality.
So Michigan, let's say the game is like the Notre Dame Texas A&M game.
I wouldn't knock them in the least.
Okay.
Because again, you're playing an out of conference SEC heavyweight. I give you credit for playing the game. Now, if you get deep pantsed, that's different.
If it's like Florida State last night, where Boston College took a knee rather than run up the score.
If you're walking around with Billy Napier's haircut, losing 41-17, that's different. And I don't see that happening. So don't get your little underoos in a bunch. 248-539-9797.
Or Mike Gundy haircut.
How about this? Who was the biggest loser of the weekend? Napier, Brian Kelly, Dabo Swinney, Mike Norvell. Think that one over. And it's different programs at different kind of checkpoints. But, man, when you want to talk about just disaster. I mean, I told you I didn't think Napier would be coaching by November 1st. Not for long you won't be. 0-3 in season openers.
I can give you the answer to that, Mike, and it may be Norvell. I don't have to wait till the break. I think he was the biggest loser because as much as I think Clemson is done, that was still Georgia. Georgia will pretty much make every team look that way outside of Alabama.
And Georgia played their B-minus game. So, that wasn't A+. That's not where Kirby's going to have them at the end of the year.
Napier went up against Miami, and Miami was locked in, and Miami may be a team that's going to get a bye. So that's a top team.
Three big winners to me. Notre Dame, number one with a bullet. Number one with a bullet. Penn State, they absolutely deserve credit. You open up, power conference team, on the road, hostile, and they destroyed them. Oh, weather delay? Doesn't matter. We're going to kick your ass when that's over. But it would be Notre Dame. It'd be Penn State. You'd have to give Georgia full marks as well.
Yeah, I think you're missing one.
Who?
Mike, and I'm giving you credit because you picked this team.
Oh, do you?
USC.
Oh.
Wait, if USC is going to play defense, the Big Ten is in trouble. Because that was always the knock. Oh, okay, they're going to put up video game numbers, but you just have to outscore them because their defense can't hold water.
You had asked me the question. We were talking earlier in the summer about who the best quarterback in the Big Ten is. You may have seen it.
Yeah.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Miller Moss is legit. Those throws are NFL throws. But yeah, we could talk about it. Look, we can center on Michigan and Michigan State. We can go with each game. We'll do it next. But what is your reaction / overreaction to what you saw? I mean, watching the State game, you just had to laugh. It was so sad. In the Michigan game, they couldn't run it. You don't have a quarterback. You're doing a QB shuffle like a high school team. I mean, I really don't know what else to tell you. I love now this morning, you know, I heard it on the morning show, and it wasn't John or Jim. It was Ticket Texas. Well, Fresno was a 9-win team last year. It's like, you people, it's like the Wojo school of Michigan can never be wrong. Like, it's okay to just say disappointing season opener. That's not what I signed up for.
Mm-hmm. Because if it wasn't for a turnover deep in the Fresno zone, this is probably a closer game. Because they scored that quick 7 because they only had to go 30 yards. Other than that, it was 3 and out. They were not moving the ball.
And Michigan State, look, there's one thing that bothered me more than anything else with the Michigan State game. But I will tell you next. It's going to take me a moment.
Oh, look at that.
I'm very upset about it.
That's a tease, folks.
Thank you. 97.1. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we're getting your overreactions to Michigan, Michigan State, and the world of college football at large. Let me react to something, and if you think it's an overreaction, you can criticize me. I don't really care. But you know my rule with coaches. Your job is to not hurt the team with stupidity. Strike one for Jonathan Smith already. It's strike one. You do this 3 times, I can't support you as head coach. MSU is up 6. And they're on like the 12-yard line. It's 4th and 1.5. Late stages of the game. Now, the fact that we had to worry about a one-possession game against Florida Atlantic is embarrassing enough. However, if you kick the field goal, Rico, you're the mathematician. You're up 6. I kick the field goal. How much are you up by?
You are now up 9.
And that's how many possession games?
2 possession. Even with a 2-point conversion, You're still up one.
Okay, so you don't go for it on 4th and 1.5.
You know what? My inner mic came out when I saw that. I was like, huh?
What? And then I don't give credit for owning it because that's like David saying he cheated on his taxes, but he owned it. Well, you still did the dirt.
Yes.
Jonathan Smith. I don't want to hear, well, I was a little over-aggressive. No, you were stupid. There's a difference.
The fact that he didn't come out with the whole, well, you know, the analytics and try to and double down on it. That's when I'm like, come on, man. It was a horrible mistake.
It was absurd. It's strike one.
Well, maybe strike 1.5, the play that you call to pick up the first down.
Oh, you mean Jay Johnson descending down like the Virgin Mary and running a slow developing running play?
I thought it was Dave Warner.
Where none of the tight ends actually picked up a block?
Like, what was that? Like, just go ahead. Like, you got the big 6'4 quarterback, just do a quarterback sneak. No. Wow, we're going to hand it off. Yep.
Okay. No, I want to keep it positive. But no, if you think that's an overreaction, guys, you're welcome to criticize me.
Well, you know what? It's
unforgivable mathematics by a coach.
Mike, it's not. Because it just so happened I was, here you go, hit the siren. I was standing behind the Florida Atlantic sideline, and they were all saying, wait, they went for it and called that play? And I'm like, yeah. Even they were shocked.
Rico is actually the Owl mascot. He was flapping his arms like the St. Joe's Hawk. So, go ahead, David. Overreact for me. What do you got? Give me your reactions from the weekend that was, whether it's our local teams or something you saw in the world of college football.
Yeah, overreaction. USC's the class of the Big Ten.
Okay, that's a
they looked really Miller Moss. I mean, he looked really good. And I'm to Rico's point, they play defense like that. I mean, I'm telling you, man, they may be the class of the Big Ten.
You know, at this point, Penn State is nervous because they thought they were going to get that last spot and it was going to be a shoe-in. Wait, maybe not. Because your win at West Virginia, good. Their win in Vegas, better.
Better. Kenny, overreaction to week one, local or national, your choice.
Clemson is done, Florida is done, and Georgia's going undefeated. That's my overreaction.
Oh. I'm not doing
and that's
undefeated.
Not and that's not me being a Georgia fan, by the way. You saw how they played. Mike, you said it. That was their B-minus game.
Kenny, you sound like you played.
What's that? Excuse me?
You sound like you played.
I've lost my voice over the weekend. It was a disastrous weekend.
My God.
But
sounds like Dak Prescott after a full game of, here we go,
here we go.
My God, dude. Jeez.
Yeah, my voice is shot. It was a tough weekend.
David, ticket text. What's coming through on the overreaction hotline here on a Monday?
My reaction, Michigan's defense is great. The offense needs a lot of work. That is from Mike. Overreaction Monday. It's been said before, but this year, Miami is back. The U. That is from Brandon at work.
I mean, look, not that anyone here cares, but Cam Ward, when he's right and when he's kind of wrangled in and kept under control, is phenomenal. Now, you saw the bad Cam Ward with the interception in that game, late sideline across his body, like, Cam, this is not Wazoo. You got to stop. But then you'll see 4 NFL throws. Dazzling. I mean, he's a difference maker. Line of scrimmage, they have difference makers both ways. Miami's built right.
Well, Michigan threw away their season by not getting a real quarterback. I can't believe they went into the season thinking walk-on Warren or Alex Orji were good enough.
Okay, this is the question on an overreaction Monday. Does anyone in the crowd believe Davis Warren and Orji are going to lead you to a Big Ten championship, a playoff berth, and a run at a natty? If you do, tell me why. I mean, that's the look. We live in Rico's era of college football. How is it the defending national champions decided to go Dabo Swinney at the quarterback position, bring in no one anyone cares about, and you are rolling with those two?
Mm-hmm.
That would scare me as a Michigan fan.
Yeah, and I know it was just one throw, but man, when Orji threw the one pass that bounced 10 yards before the receiver, you're thinking to yourself, that's why you're not starting.
Yep.
Because the look on the receiver's face wasn't even like angry. And he was just like, yep, this is what he did all summer long.
I've seen this before. Yep.
David, I mean, he wasn't like, oh, like angry. And it was just like, yeah, you know, this is what I expected of it. It's like, this is what we do. because you knew what you had. And this was the best option coming out of summer camp and coming out of, you know, was Davis Warren? No, because if anything, because people are like, well, he's, you know, going to get better. And I'd say this, he's been going up against one of the best defenses in the nation all summer long. Fresno State should have been a walk in the park. It should have been, you know what? I don't have to get chased by a bunch of D linemen. I don't have to look out there and see Will Johnson at corner. It's just Fresno State. This should be easy. It wasn't. He struggled. So we'll see what happens against Texas. But yeah, that to be the option, and you're doing the whole quarterback rotation thing. Okay, sure. If that's what works for you.
Boston College wins the ACC.
Oh, dear God. Okay. I don't think so. I think that's got a lot more to do with Florida State than BC. But fair enough. It was nice to see.
I'm a Georgia fan like Kenny. Nate Frazier is going to be the next great UGA running back. They're also winning the Natty, but that was expected.
By the way, anyone seen what the point spread is for the U of M game? It was 3.5 while you were playing Fresno State. Do you know where it sits right now?
6.5?
7.5.
Wow.
It was 6.5 this weekend.
I'll do the emotional hedge. I'll take Michigan money line. That way, if they win, I get paid. If they lose, it's money well spent. I don't care. I would never lay 7.5 going to the Big House, because all Michigan has done for a decade is in the non-conference cover. But 7.5.
Except last week.
No, you're right. Right. It closed at what, 20.5?
20.5.
Oh, boy.
But what heavy hitters are they looking at in the non-conference? To me, their non-conference is largely unimpressive. They have a couple of tests, but...
No, you're right. I guess for me, Kenny, I still...
Texas marching into the Big House is
that's
more of
kind
a
of disrespectful, though. That's a defending national champ.
Is
and
it,
they're catching
though?
7.5 at all?
Someone going to tell me what the plays are?
Kenny, your voice, be quiet. Be quiet now, Kenny.
JJ told me I would have the answers to this test.
I don't know. 7.5, holy hell. Go ahead, David.
My overreaction from week one, Stanford is winning 10 games. That is from Will.
No, they are not.
10 games from Stanford.
10 games, they're 0-1.
That's a super overreaction.
I mean, they covered, and I'm thankful for it, but... 10 games.
Overreaction. USC and Nebraska are going to make the playoff. My Lord.
Okay, take it easy. How about Nebraska starts out by beating Colorado? Baby steps. All right, that was UTEP.
Yeah, I've seen some overreactions on social media that Dylan Raiola is the next Mahomes. I'm like, one game?
He looks like him, and he dresses like him.
But one game?
And he wears the sunglasses like
one
him.
One game?
Bro, I ain't going there with that.
Nope. My overreaction is David might be right on Michigan, and how can I cash out now on Michigan State's 0-4.5?
Dude, I'll tell you right now, if that's who MSU is, they won't win 3 games. Yeah. That MSU was such a disorganized, undisciplined pile of garbage. Yeah. I can't even put it into words for you.
You cannot turn the ball over not one, not two, but 3 times in the red zone. That is just...
Only to be outdone by what, 6 personal fouls?
6? No.
More?
More than that.
Are you serious?
Yes. Oh, I mean, I think they finished with 140 yards worth of penalties.
Yeah, that
sounds
right.
And most of them were 15 yarders, including, hey, let's double down, let's get a personal foul, and let's go yell at the ref and tell him how you really feel for 30 yards at the end of the game.
That was
but
funny.
David, I hope you enjoyed it.
I
can't believe that the bad son literally asked me for ice cream. I can't believe that.
He asked you?
Yeah. He enjoyed it.
Why would you buy that rat ice cream? Respectfully, David. David's one son is the black sheep of the family. Okay. He roots for U of M. Why would you buy him ice cream?
Mike, it was so funny that even David's wife just laughed at him and said, yeah, you're not getting ice cream from him.
You should have gone.
That's exactly what she did.
She laughed at him. Was like,
because David's wife is the brains behind the operation. I don't know how the rest of it played out. She's a lovely lady. The point is, you should have got him the ice cream, then dotted it with eye drops. Just like Wedding Crashers. What that kid deserves. I said it.
Oh, my gosh.
I said it.
I do have an update from that. You know, there may be another Michigan State fan.
Oh, yes, there was.
You're having another one?
No, I'm not.
No, child number three.
Child number three was saying green and white, and I wanted to run away.
Dave was like, wait, who taught you that? Don't worry about that, Dave.
I learned it by watching you. 248-539-9797. We got callers who want to talk. We're going to them next. 97.1. To the people we go. Overreaction Monday. Michigan, Michigan State, and all things college football. But you guys tell us. Obviously, the two teams are in two different places expectation-wise. Neither looked any good, and neither looked like they would fulfill that. But it's 1 week. But that's part of the fun of being a fan. You overreact a little bit. Let's see what Don has to say as he bats leadoff. Don, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
Afternoon, hey, Don. What's up?
Hey, this is sad, but I think the MVP for both teams wears number 96. So I thought your punter and our kicker were maybe the MVPs of the game.
I love how you found another Jake Moody clone.
Yeah.
Just piping 53 right? and 55 yarders.
Man,
How does that kid end up at Arkansas State? I go, they got Morton Anderson out of the portal.
Right.
Who the hell is this kid?
Let's back him up another 5 yards. Doesn't matter.
Man, he was banging them, though. But what a disappointing. I mean, the quarterback, Hayden Childs, was awful. I thought our quarterback play was awful. And like you've said before, Mike, I don't know if you coined this frame, but if you got two quarterbacks, you ain't got none. So
yeah, that phrase came way before me, but it holds true. Yeah. I don't understand the point. I don't like when you bring in a, quote, running quarterback, or I'm going to bring in my passing quarterback. I've always hated that. If Michigan fans love it, God bless.
But, you know, I like the running back for you guys, Lynch Adams. I thought he looked good.
The problem for him is this. All right, hold on. Here's my issue, Donnie. I mean, I appreciate it. But he looked good because he had one run. And if you want to say he had two and you thought he was more physical or he got a little bit more out, we're fine. I don't think either guy was any good because I thought the offensive line was morbid. Again.
It was morbid, Mike, but I like the one run that got taken away from his first touchdown, where his forward progress was stopped.
I know. Like, okay, can I just say this? I know it's a yearly thing with me. The officiating Big Ten wide is almost as bad as the network the Big Ten resides on. Mm-hmm. Where did they find those two losers who called the state game?
I have no idea.
What a horrific broadcast. And then they go to Jonathan Smith afterwards, and he opens his mouth to answer a question, and it's volleyball. They cut away from the coaching interview as he was just about to answer. Cut scene, Penn State, Oregon, volleyball.
What, in 2.5, man?
Moesha.
Yeah. The Sinbad Show. Let's go over to Jay. 97.1. Jay, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How y'all doing today?
Good. Hey. What's up?
So I got really quick two overreactions. One, I want to say Brian Kelly. I think he'd be the first head coach to get fired because I don't think they're going to tolerate that down in Baton Rouge. So, and the other one, I think Michigan's quarterbacks are going to be the downfall of the team because they just lack explosiveness. They lack, it seemed like, the experience. You know, like you guys were saying earlier, I'm surprised that Sherrone Moore didn't go to the transfer portal and try to poach somebody, Dylan Gabriel, somebody, because it kind of makes me question what Sherrone Moore is actually doing. Like, last year you worked hand-in-hand with both Davis Warren and the other kid, Alex Orji. You knew that J.J. McCarthy was going to the NFL. It's like, why didn't you try to go out and replace him? That's like a big thing. And Sherrone Moore, it's like you didn't get a running back. You didn't try to fill in anybody on the offensive line, maybe one person. It's just like, dude, what are you doing? You're going to go up against somebody like Texas that has explosiveness, which Michigan lacks. Donovan Edwards is supposed to be that guy now that can go get 5 to 6 yards per carry, but he seemed like he can't even get 2 yards on the carry.
Jay, I wonder how much of this is the residual effect of Harbaugh flirting with the NFL for the last 3 years. That your top players, your top O-linemen, your top running backs, your top QBs didn't know if he would be there to develop them. So, therefore, they went to other places.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it was kind of hard seeing Davis Warren miss a wide-open Samaj Morgan and the other guy, Tyler Morris, and then you just hit Colston Lovin. Like, that can't be your only target. To beat Texas, you're going to have to go out there and use everybody that you have in your arsenal. And Davis Warren just seemed like he's not capable of doing that. But our defense is crazy. Will Johnson, that kid is unreal. I mean, to seal the game, you got a pick six, which was like, what, 90-something yards?
No, Jay, really, you know what? He redeemed himself. Probably not his best game. That one pick will go in the highlight reel, but he kind of got exposed. And I like Will Johnson, but
Fresno exposed
him on a couple plays.
I agree, but, you know, they also sat him down, what was it, right before halftime? I wonder if it was like an injury problem or what. They said it was due to just rotational, but, I mean, that's your best player on the defense. Why would you want to sit him down?
Jay, you know what? I forgot all about that, and I'm sitting there scratching my head, and I appreciate the call, Jay, but, yeah, they sat him down, and Sherrone was like, well, we just rotate. It's like, you have the number two or three pick in the draft? Unless he's tapping his helmet saying, get me out the game. He doesn't leave the field because if he's playing well, he shuts down half the field in and of himself. You don't throw to that side. I didn't understand that move whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm also like, I'm not going to – corner is such a hard position to play. Like, yeah, I know he got toasted on a couple and Mikey Keene couldn't hit the guy. But, like, I don't know. I'm not going to go crazy about it. He's still a really good
player. Oh, no. I'm saying he's the number two or three pick in the draft. I like him. But
can I just draft Mason Graham now and put him next to Dexter Lawrence? Could I just do like a cash advance? Like, because the Giants are going to blow. I'll like forego all of the selections. Can I just take Mason Graham now, please?
Is nobody on Clemson you want?
Nah, bro. Nah. Sorry. Let's go to Zach. 97.1. Zach, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, nothing much. How you guys doing this fine, beautiful day?
Good, Zach. What's up?
Yeah, so I was watching the game, and I'm kind of getting nervous, and I'm thinking to myself, am I watching 2023 Iowa Hawkeyes right now? Because I don't see any offense, but also the ball's not moving on the other side. All they got to do is set up the huddle like an orchestral pit, and I'm basically watching Iowa from last year. And that's, well, I guess I'll be betting a lot of unders this year if that comes true. I'll have to say that.
Yeah, and again, I mean, Zach, your job is to get out alive, win your opener, keep everybody healthy. But clearly, for what Michigan's expectations are and standards, you can't be in a 16-10 game in the fourth quarter against Fresno State. Can't be. It's not good enough.
No, definitely not. And also, you got to like that Brian Kelly post-game presser, like, he was pissed.
When he pounded the lectern, I was just like... Oh,
what
man.
Are we doing?
Listen, here's the other thing with Brian Kelly. Like, he's easy to root against. He's a good coach, but he's easy to hate. He's now lost all three openers at LSU. Now, the rest of the year and the 12-team playoff can be his salvation, but they are not going to tolerate losing 3-4 games.
No.
So this will be it, and then next year he'll be in Dabo phase.
Yeah, in a game you had won, and you found a way to lose it again. They can't finish. And then they talk about dumb penalty. Yeah, it's – wow. Yeah. But then pounding the whole desk, like
– I liked it. It was funny.
Like between that and Napier not opening the water bottle, I was like, okay, this is just hilarious.
Dude, Napier's a beaten man.
You know what? We're just going to go ahead and tap out.
At least Napier can go home and lay his head on his pillow knowing that even though I'm failing at Florida, they're going to pay me $26 million to not come to work.
But yeah, but Napier, zero, water bottle one.
Oh, I know. He'll never convince me the AD didn't glue the bottle shut. Like, I hate this guy.
He's trying to twist and turn. Like, yeah. But you're right. He's going to get paid. And you know what's going
to
happen?
He'll go to Alabama.
But you know what? Saban's not there, so I don't know.
The Kalen DeBoer rehab clinic.
Right. Who's gonna host the rehab clinic now? But he'll go someplace, be an offensive coordinator. He'll get another gig, but yeah.
He's toast. Yeah. David, take a text, and then we'll get to a blitz.
Michigan has Stephen Three, Nick Sheridan at quarterback again,
no,
huh?
No,
when
no.
did Rich Rod come,
come
back?
Come on, that's not fair. You know what? That's not an overreaction. That's just mean.
Okay. But
they actually had better numbers in their first
game. That is mean. Stop it.
Overreaction. Ohio State should be favored by 21 points against every team on their schedule.
Not ready to go there either. They didn't look good in the first half. And if your best player is a freshman wide receiver, it's problematic.
At least they threw him the ball.
At least they completed passes. Yeah. Signed Spartan fans.
You know, if you combine Warren and Aiden Childs, you would actually get an accurate pass.
I don't know what kind of Walt Disney frozen head experiment you're doing here, but I don't want any part of it.
One kept overthrowing people, other one kept underthrowing people.
AI, if they had a child, this is what it would be.
If they had a child, you know, they would be Miller Moss.
Overreaction, Vandy will beat an SEC team this year.
Yeah, Mississippi State, if they're on the schedule. The Vanderbilt thing was hilarious to me because I made fun of Costa all summer because he was like, oh, VTech. I go, dude, every year I hear how VTech's going to be back and, oh, drones is great. Vanderbilt, you got steamrolled physically by Vanderbilt. Mistakes. Your season is over.
Mistakes were made.
They do not have Mississippi State.
Well, then Vandy's effed. They also have a scoreboard that's held up by a crane right now.
Is it still being held up by the crane?
Still.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I thought they finished that thing.
No, sir.
So is that going to be their staple?
Better hope there's not a strong breeze.
It was a sight to see, man.
You'll have people will have vertigo.
Between Vandy and Northwestern, wow. Okay. Is that Northwestern field?
This is your sport, man.
Country Days lacrosse field looks better than that.
All right, let's get football on football. David Blitz, you can choose pro or college. I'm amenable to both. That means it's pro, and it also means I have to listen to Rico. I know what this is. This is fun. No, this is what this is.
This is fun.
It's receipt music.
Fun.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Skinny joining us. All right, we'll move on without him. Over?
I mean, is he still hungover? Like, what is going on with this guy today?
He may be.
Go ahead.
Over, under, Lions victory this year. 11 and a half games.
Wow. I'll go under. I'll say I think 11 is fair. I think when you try to get to 12 or 13, there may be no team in football who does that. I'll say under. I'll say 11 and 6.
I'll say under. They're going to win 10.
David, I'm with you. I think they'll win 10 games as well.
Kenny, your thoughts?
J-Mo. Oh, here we go.
Oh, he's back. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. I know you were visiting the bar.
Yes, I was using stall number 3. I'll say over because it'll be 12, but not
okay.
Much more.
All right. No. All right. All right.
Let me add Kenny in. Kenny's over.
He's back.
J-Mo. Touchdowns over. This year, over, under, 7.5.
Oh, whoa. Stop the clock. Under.
Are you sure? You don't want over?
No, I mean 8-9 touchdowns. That's like what the elite of the elite receivers do. I'll say under.
I'll say just under, but I think he gets a little bit closer than you might realize.
I agree.
Yeah.
You guys are so negative. Over. Oh.
Because I don't think he'll have 10 touchdowns?
It'll be 8.
Yeah, David, I'm teetering right there, but I think I'm going to go over. I'm going to go 8.
Let me ask this question because I did just answer. You just said touchdowns. You didn't say receiving.
Right. Touchdowns. Okay. Oh. If he runs it in on a jet sweep, touchdown.
Well, then I'd like to go over. I thought it was receiving. I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
Thank you for paying attention, David. Let me change it. Mike's going over. Kenny, are you going over as well?
No, I'm going to stay under because I think there's just too many weapons.
All right.
Only one ball to go around.
Over, under, longest field goal made for the Lions, 57.5 yards.
Under. Under. They don't even like their kickers.
They don't, but they have one.
Under.
Who can.
Under.
They don't like their kicker. Absolutely, Hunter.
I understand what you guys are saying. They don't like their kicker, but he doesn't make 39 and under, but he makes the long, so I'm going over.
I'm going to go over as well because I could easily see setting up for a 58-yarder with 2 seconds to go before the half. You line him up, you kick the field goal, you take the 3 points. Jared Goff, passing yards over, under, 4,500.5.
Over. I mean, he had 4,500 last year. Might be the best offense in football. What, 14 of the 17 games are indoors? I'll go over.
I'll say under because I think this team is addicted to their own offensive line. They're going to try to run the ball a little bit more, so I'll take the under.
They go to Houston. They go to Indy. They will open up the roof, and it will affect Jared Goff, so I'm going to go under.
Wow. Oh, you think they will do that? They can do that, David. You're right. Spite store. I'm going to go under as well. I think they're going to rely a lot on the running game, and I do wonder if Goff is going to stay healthy throughout the entire 17 games the way he has been. Jahmyr Gibbs, rushing yards, over, under, 999.5.
Under. If you're in a timeshare, if you're in this split backfield where Montgomery is still going to play a role, and to keep Jahmyr fresh, you don't want him having 25 touches. I'll say under. Really hard to have 2,000-yard backs.
I'm going to say under also because I feel like a lot, not all, but a lot of his yards are going to be through the pass game as well. So I don't see him going over that.
He was very close last year, and they had a very potent offense. I'm going to go over.
David, I'm going to go over as well because, remember, he didn't really have his breakout game until that Monday night game. So the first six games of the year, he was non-existent. I think that he takes over. He becomes the bell cow. Montgomery, his numbers fade. I'm going over. Laporta, over, under, 899.5 receiving yards. Must have did a good job. Mike looks a little...
I'm not allowed to say you did a good job because then it's like, ooh, oh, Jim. But... I'll say over. I mean, he might be the best tight end in football. And there's clearly a connection there. I'll say over.
I'll say over as well, especially relying on the yak. He's going to get some after the catch.
Under.
Any particular reason why?
No, not particularly. I just think that he's going to get his, just not that.
I'm going to go under as well, and the reason being is I think that J-Mo is going to be incorporated into this offense a little bit more. That's going to take away some yards from him. Hendon Hooker, game started, 0.5.
Under.
Under. For the sake of my sanity.
Yeah, I'm under. Not going to put that into the universe. We're not allowing it. Mm-hmm. Goff will play every game. Mm-hmm.
So yet again, you all don't believe in the Detroit Lions. They will clinch early, and they will start Hendon Hooker the last game of the year. So over.
David, I'm with you. That I think the last game may be irrelevant. They're locked into their spot. So you know what? We're going to save him. Hendon, it's your time. He'll get one start this year. See? Didn't have to be injuries.
Gross.
Offensive rookie of the year. Who you got?
In football?
Yes.
Marvin Harrison?
No, in hockey. Yes, Marvin Harrison.
In hockey! Marvin Harrison? Okay. Just seems to be the safest bet, right? Probably put up 1,000 yards.
That's what I thought. And I think if you go onto FanDuel or other sports books, he's the popular favorite. I'll go Marvin Harrison also.
What about Malik Nabers? Give me some hope.
I actually am going to go Malik Nabers here. I was already, yes.
Such an idiot.
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys aren't taking a quarterback?
Nah, I
am. I think he'll put up a lot of numbers. He may not win. Give me Bo Nix.
What?
Yeah. Whoa, that's the quarterback you choose, not Daniels? Wow.
Yeah. I said what I said. I think Bo Nix is going to put up numbers. He may not win, but
we've heard the worst prediction of the fall. We got that right out of the way.
Thank you for going way worse than my neighbor's selection.
My God.
Well, you know what? We'll find out in a few months who gets the last laugh.
I think we know right now.
Okay.
Bo Nix?
Yes. Why not?
This is either your greatest or worst prediction ever. There's no in between.
I swing for the fences.
God.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't check my email. Who was I supposed to pick?
Kenneth Walker's going to score on the first play of the drive. He's right.
He was right.
He nailed it.
This would be more impressive than that.
Go ahead. MVP of the league.
Mahomes. Had his worst year last year. There'll be a sympathy deal. He'll go and win it this year.
This league loves Lamar regular season, so I'm going to say Lamar.
Oh, I hate him.
I know, me too. I don't like it.
I'm going to go Joe Burrow.
Revenge tour.
Yeah.
I like that. Rico selecting Warren Moon.
Nah, I'm going to go Brock Purdy. No.
Bo Nix!
No, you know what?
Neil O'Donnell.
No.
Who are you selecting?
I'm going to go CJ Stroud.
I don't hate it. I don't hate that at all.
Last game the Lions will play in. Not win, but the last game the Lions will play in.
The Super Bowl. You hater. Say it, Kenny.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, no.
I'm very scared. I'm very scared.
Say it with your chest.
The Super Bowl! The last ounce of my voice that I can use today.
Right, just say it and be okay with failure. But just, it is Super Bowl or bust.
The wild card.
Oh. You know, I hope at some point one of your kids tells you they hate you.
Oh.
David,
honestly, what is wrong with you, David?
I'm going to go divisional round.
Oh, God in heaven. Kenny, we will carry the banner. Much like George Washington across the Delaware, you and I will represent this football team.
All right, we got time for two quick ones. Over, under, NFC North teams in the playoffs, 2.5.
Under. It'll be Lions and Pack. Bears will just miss.
Agree, under.
Yeah, under.
Okay. Under as well.
Bo Nix.
Will the Chiefs three-peat?
No.
Yes or no?
No, on principle. No.
Absolutely not.
No. The minute they said Taylor Swift's drawn up plays, I go, that's it. I've had enough.
Yeah, I can't live in a world with a three-peat. No, no, no.
Yeah, I'll make it a clean sweep. No as well.
Thank God. We need someone new winning this thing. Why not us?
But I have you losing in a divisional round, 97-1.
I hope Trent Williams falls down the stairs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.